recording now.
There we go.
So, what's your name, sorry?
Adam Lyons.
And Adam, what have you been talking about this evening at Irish Heritage?
I have been talking about, and John's got my notes so I can't examine them, Marlborough's Irish and the tragedy of the Wild Geese, 1701 to 1713.
And who were the Wild Geese?
The Wild Geese were the Irish that were able to flee abroad after the Treaty of Limerick in 1691. The William White forces conquered Ireland, and Patrick Sarsfield and his 11 to 12,000 Irish warriors, the Wild Geese, fled abroad to serve the King of France.
Okay.
And various other monarchies throughout Europe, such as Spain.
Right, and how did that go down?
They were very good fighters, but unfortunately, regarding Irish history, they weren't able to go back to Ireland or have any involvement in retaking their own country.
How come?
Mainly because the kings of France and Spain and so on weren't really that interested in helping them out in this sort of respect. So the Wild Geese managed to carry on fighting for the cause through the medium of European Catholic monarchies.
I see. Okay. And how did you find it, talking about it?
It was fine. I drew upon, because I was mainly talking about Wild Geese during the War of Spanish Succession, which is not well known amongst many people, really. It's also 10 years after the flight of the Wild Geese. So I hope to, you know, advertise that point in history. It's a very important point in history. And I just put the Wild Geese part into it to please Mike and the Irish Heritage. But it's very interesting. The Irish fought very well. But, and I was also looking at Marlborough's Irish, which was the Duke of Marlborough, commander of the Anglo-Dutch forces on opposing the French and Spanish. And these are the new Anglo-Irish Protestant people from Dublin, well respected. And they were instrumental in the British and Dutch cause. Some of their main players on the Anglo-Dutch side were from Dublin. And also we can see the beginnings of an Irish literary tradition through the fact that many of our memoirs, three of the memoirs from the period of actual soldiers fighting were from written by Irish people.
Yeah.
And there's only literally a handful of memoirs from the time from actual soldiers.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Thanks.